Today's Chris and Amy show is brought to you by Rudolph's Headlight Repair, lighting the way since 1939.
Well, I'll say this. Bragg and Rice rival is one of the best of non-conference rivalries in college basketball. It's very unique in its own right. Brad Underwood has been there for several years. He's done a tremendous job. You know, each year he's been able to build, but also retain right pieces and also recruit. They do a great job, and my hat's off to them.
That was Missouri basketball coach Dennis Gates with us on the Chris and Amy show earlier this week, getting ready for the Bragg and Rice game, which is Sunday. It will get going at noon at Enterprise Center. It is an annual tradition here in St. Louis to have Mizzou take on the Fighting Illini. And we go to the Quiver River Electric guest line today. We bring in the head coach of Illinois basketball, Brad Underwood, who joins us on the show. Good afternoon, Brad. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
We told Dennis Gates, hey, say something. We're going to spice up this rivalry. Say something mean about Brad Underwood, and that's what he said.
I love it.
Yeah, he was just so nice, and this is a great rivalry, yep. And Brad Underwood's great.
So here's your chance to...
Yeah, we were trying to start something.
Yeah.
You know what? I think there's enough between the fans, and you know it's truly one of the great things about college basketball that, in my opinion, doesn't get near enough attention, and that's to have a long-standing rivalry. We play it in a city that they have all kinds of students from there. So do we. It's a great basketball city. It's one of the great basketball cities in the country. And we're not in the same league and never have been. And yet this rivalry has withstood 40 plus, but it's such an interesting, it's always the same time, right before Christmas. One of us gets to have a nice Christmas. The other one gets to have a not so nice Christmas. You know, and it's, and then you you find out who you are, and you know it's a series that's always gone kind of back and forth, and it's just it's a unique game, and these games are so daggum good for college basketball, you know, and creating fan support and interest, and it's a heck of a game. And you know, Dennis and, you know, Missouri, back when I played in the old Big Eight, you know, with Jack Hartman and Norm Stewart and Kansas State, you know, I mean, Missouri was one of the elite programs, still is one of the elite programs in college basketball history. And we're just excited to be a part of it.
Yeah, you bring up the rivalry in college sports. And that is such an important point because I know professional sports teams, they have great rivalries, like in the 90s, the Red Wings and the Blues and the NHL. But when you take a rivalry, like in the Bragg and Rice game, Missouri and Illinois, and then you inject it with the enthusiasm of youth, it's really unlike any other sports atmosphere.
Well, and I think it's one of the things that we have to be really careful of in our sport is we don't lose them. You know, we're all going to mega conferences and big leagues and you know, Missouri did it earlier with Kansas playing that game, and you know that's a rivalry game that goes back forever in the old Big Eight days, and you know it's a tendency to want to lose. We lose identity when we do those, when we don't play those games, and now we only play each other, you know, so many teams one time in league play, but to have an interconference or outside the conference, excuse me, rivalry that's withstood the test of time. It's great. And, you know, we're so close together. It's just a great deal. And yet, yeah, you add, you know, we got a bunch of new guys that don't know anything about this game. And, you know, you try to inject what that game means and we hear it from the fans and all this, but you know, until you live that moment, it's a pretty cool deal to have an arena split down the middle, 11,000 them, 11,000 us, and getting after it. Those environments don't exist very often.
We are talking with Illinois head coach Brad Underwood on KMOX. He's been the head coach for the Fighting Illini going back to 2017. And the program right now about to take on Mizzou. And what that was, I hate to bring it up, I'm sorry, but that was some game against Tennessee, the number one team in the country. You had them at home, an absolute heartbreaker. How do you get your team ready to play then after something like that and then going into a really big rivalry game?
Yeah, I don't look at things like so many fans do. We've got a team that we've played a really, really hard schedule from a scrimmage with Butler, a scrimmage with Ole Miss, at Alabama. We've played two league games already. I just look at it from the standpoint, I'm not trying to jump off a cliff every time something bad happens. And that's a tendency in today's world. I'm not trying to do that. We've played really good people. Tennessee is great. They're the number one defense in the country. They're old. And we did a lot of really, really positive things in that game. We just didn't win it. And they made a play. They had the ball the last possession. And they made a play. And, for me, it's a group I love coaching. There's a young energy. They love to play. They love to compete. It's just, okay, let's get ready for the next game and understand that this thing's a marathon. And, we learned a lot from that game. And, I think you do two things when you lose. You either accept it or you learn from it. And we're choosing to learn from it. And this group's, we're 10 games in with a lot of new guys and a lot of freshmen. And we've been pretty solid and getting better every day.
I didn't go to Illinois or Mizzou, and kind of random that one of my running buddies, when we go for runs, would always, he was a huge Illini fan and would just go on and on about the history. So like learning about the history of the Illini, and he would talk about Bill Self or the moment with Tyler Griffey beating number one Indiana over 10 years ago now. When you come to a program like you did in 2017, how important is it to kind of be one with the fans of knowing the history of that program or big moments? Or are you trying to crash study? Did you know the history already?
No, I knew it. I had spent 10 years as an assistant coach in my youthful days at Western Illinois University. And we played Illinois twice over those 10-year periods. And there was nothing worse than being at Western Illinois and playing the same night Illinois did.
Yeah.
Because you had no fans. They all came to Champaign for the game. And understanding how important high school basketball was in this state and going to the state tournament, when it was here in Champaign, you couldn't get a ticket to watch the high school games. And it was just part of the history and the culture. And basketball is so important throughout the state. And obviously here we've got just an incredible history. And so I was very well aware of it. And I left a good job at Oklahoma State to take a great one. It's no regrets. I've been extremely pleased, and I got great administrative support, and it's been a lot of fun growing this.
Yeah. So how do you think, just looking back to 2017, where the program was there compared to what the Illini are now?
A lot of help, a lot of good players, a lot of great coaches along that way. Josh Whitman's given us the resources, new practice facility. We've got three Big Ten championships in that time frame. We're coming off an Elite Eight. We're not satisfied with that. I think you can win a national championship here. I believe that. That's our goal every day. You got a world-class institution academically, and we're trying to do that same thing on the basketball side. And feel very blessed and fortunate, and I think we're in a great spot. And I think we've made strides, but we're sure not satisfied.
Illinois men's basketball coach Brad Underwood with us. And Brad, listen, I have a favor to ask you, and you have to say yes before I ask you the question.
Now this can get me in a lot of trouble.
I know. Well, that's not that much trouble.
Huh?
Might be a...
You're asking a whole bunch from a guy that's experienced a few of these before and had regrets later.
Okay. Would you strongly consider what I'm about to ask you?
I'll strongly consider it, yes.
Okay. So I went to Illinois State, and the two teams have not played in, like, I don't know, like 12 years or something, and they've only played like 8 times. Will you schedule Illinois State next year so I can watch you guys play in them? I mean, you might win. In fact, you're probably going
you
to.
Might win.
But I just want to see it.
Well, that if that's all your request is, I mean, I'm shocked you didn't ask us to play in Bloomington and Redbird Arena.
Yeah, could you please play in Bloomington at Redbird Arena immediately?
I strongly considered that, and I said no.
Okay.
Even if he offers you a great deal on your car insurance?
Yeah, what if we offer you...
He's got connections in Bloomington.
Yeah, what if we offer you a great deal on your car insurance? I know people at State Farm.
Guess what? The answer is still no.
Oh, man.
No. You know what? And I say that, and I mean, we're playing it. We play a really challenging schedule. I believe in that. And Illinois State's just an incredible program. And it's not that you don't play them. It sometimes it gets really hard to play play schools. And you've got 20 league games. I think we'll expand that number sometime. And you've got to play a certain amount of home games for your fans. So scheduling's not as easy as just picking up the phone and saying, hey, we're going to play this team. We've had a neutral site game in Kansas City this year, a neutral site game in St. Louis. We played Duke in the Garden. It's all those things are great because television wants you. So you try to accommodate some of that as well. But, they've got a great program over there, great history as well. And you never say never.
Okay. Okay, then I'll ask one more question.
Oh, my gosh.
And this one you have to say yes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So,
yes.
All right. Yeah. All right. Yes. Since this may not happen anytime soon, do I at least get to come to Assembly Hall before the season's over, and I want to sit right behind the bench?
Well, since it's not Assembly Hall anymore, it's State Farm Center.
State Farm Center.
You can come to State Farm Center. You can sit directly behind the bench. Be my guest.
Yes.
And anytime there's a bad call by the official, you can scream at him instead of me.
Can I?
Oh,
really?
Man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I am so in.
We can broadcast.
They won't tee you. They'll tee me, and they might throw you out, but it's better you be thrown out than me.
Worth it.
I will pay his way if he gets thrown out.
Oh, this is great news.
This is wonderful.
Look, best of luck this weekend. Best of luck on Sunday. We're all going to be enjoying the game. St. Louis does for sure. Brad Underwood, Illini head coach, thank you for being with us today.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas.
Same to you.
Merry Christmas.
All right.
Fun
you know what?
Stuff. That's
right.
Fun. We got to make this happen.
I'm going to be an Illini fan that day.
Can I go?
No.
But.
This is for me, Amy, and a special guest.
Oh, a lady? Are you going to bring a lady? This is so exciting.
You never know.
This is. Are you going to get thrown out in front of the lady?
Yeah.
She'll probably think he's manly.
She will. She'll say, wow, this guy yelled at sports.
He yelled at sports and he got thrown out of sports.
He got thrown out of sports.
This is a manly man.
I love this guy.
And she'll fall in love with you and you'll get married.
Oh,
my
God.
Gosh. This is unbelievable.
What a plan.
This is like a Hallmark movie.
I am so in.
Guys, this is how Ronge is going to find his, he's going to take his lady friend to State Farm Hall.
Awesome. I can't wait to do it. Let's go. Wow. I was personally invited by Brad Underwood. Did you hear that? And I didn't even guilt him into it.
Yeah, you coerced him.
Oh. Amy Marks-Kors, Chris Ronge. We have one more pair of tickets for the winter warm-up we'll give away. Also, don't forget, bottom of the hour, our no prize pick'em. Trevor Rosenthal, former Cardinals closer, will be a participant on KMOX.
Hiding the pickle in the Christmas tree is a German tradition. You make it very difficult to find. It's a little bit of a challenge.
So it is a real thing. God rest you. We had multiple people texting in after our conversation with Scott Jagow, who you just heard during that promo. And he brought up that hide the pickle tradition in the Christmas tree thing, which I have never heard of.
Never heard of.
And multiple people have texted in to 314-436-7900 and said, yeah, that's a thing. We did it.
See, we're German. My family's German, and I've never heard of it. But what I can tell you is that it's very on brand. That a bunch of Germans are like, what should we do to make this more fun?
The hide the pickle?
We could hide the pickle in the Tannenbaum. Ugh, hide the pickle in the Tannenbaum. Because Germans are a little...
Go ahead and stereotype all Germans. I want to hear it.
I was going to say punctual and straight-laced.
Punctual and straight-laced. That's... Oh, there you go.
A little uptight.
Hey.
A little mean.
I'm not getting you any gifts, but do you believe in giving gifts to adults?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, you know Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah, I know Charles Barkley.
So he was on Inside the NBA, which is a really great basketball show with Shaq and Kenny, and usually Ernie Johnson is on it, and I don't think he was last night. But they were talking about Christmas, and they were talking about Shaq, who does a great thing at the holidays, you know, gifts for kids. And this is what Charles said.
To see the joy on these kids' faces, man, every kid, man, I just hope y'all have a great Christmas, man, because it's really about you guys, the young girls and the young men. Because, you know, I don't believe in getting adult stuff.
No, you don't.
You do not. 18.
But what's the use of having rich friends if you can't get nice gifts?
No, man, it's for kids and kids only. Adults should not be getting toys. When I'm president of the United States, that's going to be the first.
Oh, my God.
That's going to be the First Amendment.
Well, okay, so.
The First Amendment.
Charles, that rich guy ain't giving any gifts to adults.
He said toys.
Well, but he said giving things to adults.
I love giving.
How many people do you
gifts?
Think agree with that?
We should make this our poll, because I think it's almost, sometimes it's more fun.
Give adults gifts.
Just,
I agree.
I mean, it depends on what it is. I can't tell you, because I want to say some of the gifts I got for adults in my life, when they might be listening.
Well, you can't say it now, but I believe that number is going to be very, very low of people who agree with Charles Barkley. So on our Twitter page, you need to follow us at Chris Amy KMOX. We will have a Twitter poll and tell us what you think. In honor of Charles Barkley's thoughts on the matter, we want to hear what you have to say about it. I bet it's less than 5%. I bet the voting is like less than 5% of people who think, yeah, that's right. You shouldn't give Christmas gifts to adults.
I feel like it's going to be 11% because you'll have a few trolls and a few curmudgeons.
Yeah.
When they think about adults, they're thinking about, my in-laws and that family and my brother-in-law and her uncles. I don't want to buy them gifts. So maybe they will, you know, project that.
I know people who don't believe in tipping at all. Even though they know that it is an American custom, they absolutely do not believe in doing it.
I feel an enormous amount of pressure and moral pulchritude when it comes to tipping.
Pulchritude? What the hell is the matter with you? Who do you think is listening right now?
John Hancock.
My God. He's playing snooker. He's not listening to you.
Well... I just feel that, it's expected. And I feel like people will judge me.
I tell you what, recently I made a DoorDash order. And when it was submitted, I noticed after the fact that I had not given the driver a tip and it would not allow me to add one. And so
on Uber?
Huh?
Sorry.
It was a DoorDash delivery.
DoorDash. Okay.
Same thing. And the terror that I felt, because the drivers, it seems the drivers for like Uber Eats, DoorDash, whatever, are especially angry if you don't tip them. And I was very nervous about receiving that food. Very nervous. But I think it was okay. I think it was okay, to be honest.
What if they manhandled your fries?
They might have. It wasn't fries.
What was it?
Doesn't matter.
Chinese food?
Yeah, it was Chinese food.
Was it?
Yeah.
They could have stuck their fingers in the noodles.
They probably did. Delicious. All right, we've got another pair, our final pair of passes for Winter Warm-Up, the Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up, happening January 18th, 19th, and 20th. And we're going to give them away right now. We need caller number 5 to the contest line at 955-1120. 955-1120. You will win those passes for Cardinals Care Winter Warm-Up. You can also buy tickets for that by going to cardinals.com. Trevor Rosenthal will join us next for our No Prize Pick'em Challenge. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, KMOX.
Okay, boys, here we go.
Hey, from the jump now, let's go.
Who's ready for some football?
Football!
Why are you smiling?
Because I love football.
So glad football season's back.
We also should congratulate Trevor Rosenthal.
That's where I was headed next.
He picks up save number 48. Single season save record now belongs to Trevor Rosenthal.
Congratulations, Trevor, and what a stressful game.
There's a reason we brought up that, and we will tell you in just a moment. It is the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. We do it every Friday just after the 12:30 news, and we have a good time doing it every single week. Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ronji, this is KMOX, and our listener guest, let's start there. We have Dean, who is participating today as we are getting ready to pick some NFL games this weekend. Dean, how you doing?
Fine. How you doing today, sir?
Hey, we're having a great time over here. So, Dean, you will be going up against Amy Marks Kors and me, Chris Ronji, and this guest. It is Trevor Rosenthal, former All-Star Cardinals closer, with us on KMOX. How's it going, Trevor?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Amy. I'm doing great. Thanks. Good to talk to you guys today.
Well, it's good to have you with us. So let me explain the rules. They are super simple.
Very simple.
And let me remind you that none of us know anything about football. And I know nothing about football because I pick the Bears to win every week. And they never have won all year. So I'm very stupid. So it doesn't matter if you're good. If you win today, Dean, do you know what you get?
Yes, sir.
What's that?
Nothing.
That's right. You get nothing.
Yep.
You get absolutely nothing because it is the No Prize Pick'em Challenge.
It's how we keep it legal, Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, Trevor gets nothing except to be on the show. Isn't that great of a prize.
It's a great prize.
Yeah, it's a great prize.
Okay.
All right. Very simple. We're going to go through about 8 games that'll happen over the weekend. All you have to do is tell us who's going to win each game and then tell us why you think they're going to win, even if the reason is totally silly. You can do that. And then we'll pick the Sunday night game and we'll ask for the winner and then we'll ask for the total amount of points scored, which will be the tiebreaker. So very simple. Let's get started with the first game of the weekend. It'll be tomorrow at Arrowhead. It is the Chiefs and the Houston Texans. Dean, what do you think?
Well, I have to go with the Chiefs. They're on a roll right now. Even though I do like the Texans, I do like T.J. Stroud. He's playing good this year. But the Chiefs are ready this year. They're on a roll.
They are 13-1. The Texans are 9-5. Kansas City is a 3.5-point favorite. What do you think, Trevor?
I'm gonna have to go Kansas City as well. I agree the Texans are good, but Kansas City at home, man, you can't bet against that.
I don't think Amy's going to. I'm guessing right now you're not going to.
So I didn't get the update from yesterday. Is Patrick Mahomes playing all? I mean, he said he was, but it's for sure, right? It is 100% now. We talked to Dana Hughes about how he pushes through and shows up.
I don't know if anything's 100%, but he is expected to play.
He's expected to play.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm picking the Chiefs.
You are picking Kansas City. All right. I am going to go the other way because, again, I already told you I'm dumb. And Houston is getting a pretty good year from C.J. Stroud, as Dean mentioned. They're 9-5. They're okay. And maybe Patrick Mahomes is just banged up enough.
Maybe he doesn't show up.
And they've been playing a lot of squeakers this year. So I think this is one that that they might lose at home, surprisingly.
I think they've been playing nothing but squeakers.
All right. The next one is also tomorrow. And, oh, by the way, the Chiefs-Texans game right here on KMOX. The kickoff is at noon tomorrow. The Baltimore Ravens will host the Steelers. This is another very good game. It happens later in the afternoon. Dean?
Well, I have to tell you like this, sir. I've been a Steelers fan since the 70s, so I can't go against my boys, even though they do have a good team with Jackson and, oh, my God, they got the running back.
Oh, Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah, from my old team, Alabama. So, but, yeah, I'm rolling with my Steelers because we ready. We built no defense. Right. Plus, my boy Russell has been doing pretty good, so we ready.
Mm-hmm. That's good enough for me. What do you think, Trevor?
I'm going to have to go the other direction. I'm going to bet on Lamar Jackson to win by more than a touchdown in this game.
Wow.
Wow.
That's very bold. Yeah, wow. They're the Ravens are favored by 6.5. They are favored by a touchdown.
And I'm with Dean. I would go into battle with Mike Tomlin at the helm. I love Mike Tomlin.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose two games in a row. They're
I like
gonna
him,
win.
Too.
They're going to win.
I like him, too. And I like my boy Justin Fields, who's not starting. But he is my guy. And I'm hoping for good things for him in his career. But I can't go against the Cardinals closer. I'm going with Trevor Rosenthal on this. I am picking Baltimore is going to win this one at home tomorrow. Now we go to Sunday. Oh, my God. I didn't want to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's the Chicago Bears at home against a legit Super Bowl contender in the Detroit Lions. Dean?
This is their week, Chris.
This is their week.
I don't know, Chris. I don't know, you guys, but I'm going to tell you something. I like the quarterback for the Bears. They need a new coach. They need a new offensive coordinator. They just need new everything. But keeping that honest, ain't nobody beating them Lions right now.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Lions all the way.
All right, Trevor. Trevor Rosenthal. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm partial. I have a friend on the Bears defense, Mr. Jonathan Owens.
Jonathan Owens.
Hey.
Simone Biles' husband.
That's right.
Simone Biles. No, I refer to him as Jonathan Owens, but yes, married to the great Simone Biles.
He just had an interception. Was it last week or the week before? I can't remember, but yeah, he just had a pick.
And that's what I'm saying. I'm betting on this Bears defense.
Wow.
They've been keeping games close, so let's go with the Bears.
Wow. All right. Amy, what do you think?
I'm going with the team that for the first time in 3 weeks will not give up over 40 points, and that's the Detroit Lions, because the Bears are not going to score over 40 points.
No, of course they're not. I am going to go with the Bears.
Okay.
I'm picking the Bears.
Is this because you love Trevor Rosenthal?
Trevor Rosenthal's really doing it for me today. We are man, I really appreciate him. I appreciate
He's got little googly eyes right now, Trevor.
Oh, dude, I am so happy that he picked the Bears. I can't even tell you.
I don't want you to come this far in the year picking the Bears and then miss out on this winning pick. So I'm pushing you that direction, Chris.
All right, man. This is awesome. I am picking the Bears just because there's something very wrong with me. But Dean is correct. They got a good quarterback. All they need is a new head coach, new coordinator, new offensive line. They need part of a new defense. They need a guy who could be a pass rusher. But other than those things, they're perfectly fine.
Yeah.
God, I hate them so much. Okay. Let's go with this one. The Rams on the road against the Jets in New York. Dean?
The Rams? Oh, come on now. The Jets. I don't understand what's going on with my guy Rodgers this year, but they got a pretty good team, but it's just not clicking together. So, and those Rams are moving forward. Believe me, they're moving forward. So it's Rams, definitely. Right.
That seems easy enough, Trevor.
Yeah, Rams all the way, pushing for the playoffs, strong roster, going with the Rams.
Amy?
Well, I know I don't like the Rams. I don't like Stan Kroenke, but I don't like Aaron Rodgers.
He's awful.
He's kind of he's a little
Dean wants to know what the problem is with Aaron Rodgers. I'll tell you, it's the media's fault.
No, no.
The media Aaron Rodgers, made him bad this year.
He needs a haircut.
He does.
And to wash his face, maybe trim himself up a little bit. Like, show up for work, Aaron. Look professional.
Yeah, so pretend like you care.
Pretend like you care.
As I sit here in a hat and a shirt that doesn't fit.
Well, okay. You'll fit back into it one day. You'll lose a few pounds.
Oh, well, it's not. It's too big.
Oh, sorry.
Damn, Dean, do you hear this?
Yes, sir, I hear it. Yes, sir.
LA Rams.
All right, Rams it is. We're all on the same page. I'm picking the Rams, too. I hate to say it, but they are going to win on the road. All right, this is another good one. In Washington, Commanders take on the Eagles, Dean.
Oh, man, you know what? Like I said, those Steelers, my boys, and my NFC team is the Eagles. But don't sleep on those Commanders. Don't sleep on those Commanders. But I'm still rolling with the Eagles.
All right, Philadelphia it is. Trevor Rosenthal.
We got to go Philadelphia. The Eagles, man, they've been consistent. So I'm going Eagles on this one.
Okay, I mean, I hate to just ride the wagon everyone else is on. However, it is Christmas week. We're leading up into Christmas. And the Philadelphia Eagles, their fans booed Santa Claus before. And I feel like that's the right attitude to have going into a football game. Everyone else is a little soft, you know, because they're all lovey-dovey because it's Christmas. Not Philadelphia. They'll boo Santa Claus.
That's right.
I'm picking the Eagles.
You're picking the Eagles. Yeah. And I appreciate that because sometimes Santa Claus, he needs his ass booed.
Yeah.
Oh,
he needs it. Yeah. So he had that day, he had it coming.
He had it coming. Yeah.
And then I think they threw batteries at him, too.
Oh,
I don't know about that.
Don't do that.
That's probably too much.
Put Vaseline on all the lampposts because they'll climb the lampposts.
Well, here's what's weird. Even though I think Jaden Daniels is overrated, I'm picking Washington anyway. I'm picking the Commanders to win that game at home. I know, not great.
I have to go. So I have Jalen Hurts and Barkley on my fantasy team, and they've been great for me. So I'm excited for this week. We're heading into the final week of playoffs and fantasy, and I believe they're going to take me into the championship.
Oh, okay. Well, so how are you doing?
We're doing good. We're in the finals. So, or the semifinals. Yeah.
All right. Well, that might actually do it for you. All right. Let's see. I'm going to skip this Patriots Bills game because obviously the Patriots suck and the Bills do not. So I think they'll win that one. Let's go with the 49ers and Dolphins. This is a pretty evenly matched game. Both teams with an identical record of 6-8. I thought Miami would be better than this. I also thought the 49ers would be better than this at this point. Dean, what do you think?
Wow. I mean, only thing that's separating me with this is who's the home team.
The Dolphins are at home.
Yeah, they're at home. And I'm going to honestly speak real with you guys. That Brock Purdy, I ain't got no faith in him at all. So.
Yeah.
I'm rolling with the Dolphins. Definitely with the Dolphins.
All right. There it is. What do you think, Trevor?
Oh, it's a tough one. I like Tua and Tyreek and Jalen. But I don't know. I'm gonna have to go with the 49ers. I think Miami's defense I think Purdy's going to have a chance to pick apart Miami's defense this weekend, particularly in the pass coverage.
Okay.
That might very well happen.
That sounds interesting.
I'm with Dean on this one. I'm going with Miami Dolphins.
You know what? I got to tell you, I agree with you, and this is the first time that that Trevor has been on an island by himself.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm picking Miami. I like Tua. I like Mike McDaniel. And I also agree with Dean that I think that Brock Purdy is probably not. I don't know, man. I think he's not nearly as good as everybody has been saying he is. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
no,
and our buddy
Tron
Armstead on the Dolphins.
That's right.
He's our buddy.
Tron Armstead. Yeah, he is our guy. All right. Let us go with. All right, this is the final game. We're running out of time, so we have to cut it a little bit short.
Okay.
So this is the Sunday night game. It's the Buccaneers in Dallas against the Cowboys. So tell us who you tell.
I'm glad you picked that game because you know what? Hey, Chris, you know what? I'm so glad you picked that game because my boy Stephen A. Smith, I got to throw it out to him, man. Them Cowboys, ooh-wee. I've never liked them because, like I said, I'm a Steelers fan from the 70s, so I roll with my Steelers all the time. But them Cowboys, man, it's just something about them. They're just not kicking and clicking. They always buy and get what they want, but they still never play good. So, and, hey, old boy is on an upcoming with the Buccaneers, too. So
Baker?
I'm tipping my hat. Oh, yeah, he's on a comeback. So I'm rolling with the Buccaneers.
You're going with Tampa Bay on the road. How many points total? The betting total is 48.5 points.
48.5. Let me see. Baker. And my boy not playing for the Cowboys. So I'm saying around
35?
Mm-hmm.
All right, 35 points. Trevor Rosenthal.
35. Okay. I'm going Tampa also. That's a pretty easy one, in my opinion, betting against the Cowboys. I like Baker Mayfield a lot. I think he's done well, and Tampa Bay has some really good tools, and the Cowboys have also been giving up a lot of points this year. So I think 35 might be a little bit low on the total points there.
So what are you going to go with?
I'm going to say 50. I'm going to take it a little bit higher than I'm going to take a little bit more.
All right, are you guys ready for this?
Yeah.
I'm going with the Bucks. 68 points.
What? Come on.
68.
All right, hey, that's fine. You're grave, whatever. 68?
I know what I'm doing.
You can't take it back. It already came out of your mouth, so you have to.
It's engraved.
I am also taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I am going to go with 45 points in the game. 45 total. That's it. All right. 45. We did it. Guys, we did it. Dean, we appreciate your participation, and we would like for you, Dean, to win so you can come back next week because it's the only gift you can get.
Hey, that's appreciative. That's what I want, to come back again. And I appreciate you guys
very much.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you, Dean.
All right, Trevor Rosenthal, it was awesome to have you on the show today. And you've got a new podcast, Cardinal Territory. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was great to be here with you guys today. Thanks for having me. Come check us out. Me and the great Katie Wu from The Athletic, we're teaming up to cover some Cardinal baseball this year. You can find us at all the wherever you find your podcast, YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Cardinal Territory or Card Territory might be the more specific handle. But yeah, we'll be on there talking Cardinal baseball, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Well, we are looking forward to it too, and it was awesome to have you on. Have a great holiday, Trevor, and we'd like to have you on again sometime soon where we're actually talking baseball and not doing this nonsense.
I like the nonsense. It's a nonsense time of year, you know. Merry Christmas to you guys. Happy holidays. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. I hope you guys are able to enjoy it as much as I'm looking forward to spending time with family and friends.
Thank you, Trevor.
We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, I'm not opposed either. I'll get you guys a present if that's what you're getting at. If that's really
what you're looking for.
Yes,
we want a gift.
I'm all in.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we want a gift.
Thank you so much.
Hey,
okay.
All right. We're going to call him. We're going to get that gift. That's former Cardinals closer Trevor Rosenthal with us on KMOX. That was a fun addition. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. All right. We got to go. We had a great time with Trevor Rosenthal on the No Prize Pick'em Challenge. He was awesome. He was really, really a lot of fun. So it was good to have him. Brad Underwood, who joined the show. A lot of sports today. Usually there are on Fridays. Dane and Hughes, Mike Claiborne, Scott Jagow. It was a fun time. Of course, Hancock and Kelly. They always start the show with us every Friday. And we found out about the good personality section. That's where you go to shop if you're a little big. Also, you should listen to the app. Get the app, download it, and anything you missed, any podcasts, all the episodes are podcasted, go back and get it. Congratulations to Greg in St. Louis, who won our final pair of tickets for the winter warm-up. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday at 10 o'clock. Chris and Amy on KMOX. Dave Glover's next.